Yes, good afternoon. You are back with me, Nafimani Alwendo, on the Law in Action film. I understand there has been a technical glitch we've been experiencing in studio, and the sound was not being transmitted properly. Apologies for that. We are just trying to sort it out in the next 5 minutes, and then we'll commence with the show.
Nafimane Halwendo Legal Practitioners is a Namibian law firm based in Namibia, Windhoek. Our services are criminal litigations, divorce proceedings, labor matters, disciplinary hearings, drafting of commercial contracts and mining applications and facilitations, human rights violations, company registration, motor vehicle accidents, and debt collection. Find us at number 1 Devert Street, Windhoek North, or call us today on 081-675-4905. That is 081-675-4905. Nafimane Halwendo Legal Practitioners, here to serve you.
There is a saying that lawyers don't know everything, and today I've seen it in real life. The last 30 minutes we've been live on air, but it appears that I've been talking into thin air and the sound was not being transmitted. We apologize for that. So it means I'll effectively have to start over and give a recap of what today's show is about and what we are addressing and what we are speaking about. So we have the festive season fast approaching, and in fact, it's upon us. And I thought it would be prudent for us to discuss some of the mistakes that we make going into the festive season. Now, I thought it would be important for us to start with the relationship between clients and lawyers, because I get a lot of people asking me, how do I open a file with your law firm? How much is it? How much do I pay per month? Is it possible for me to pay per month? So there is a misconception as to what is a lawyer in terms of services. How do you acquire the services of a lawyer? And the second issue is there is a misconception that lawyers are generally expensive. Now, legal fees can be expensive depending on the nature of the case and the complexity of the case. But that is not a general approach, or that is not a general reality. And so I'd like to explain, what is the opening of a file, this opening of a file that we speak about so much? The opening of a file is basically an administrative fee that you pay to the law firm. It covers all the administrative preparations. And generally it covers the first consultation that you have with a legal practitioner. Now, this amount can range between 1,000, 1,500, 2,500. I think the highest law firm in the country that is charging about 3,500 for opening of a file. So that includes the admin, any copies that need to be made, any forms that need to be filled in and so forth, and generally also includes the first consultation. So after that, the lawyer cannot bill you for the consultation. So you come in, you ask them whatever questions you have for them. If you have general questions, you can ask them general questions. If you want assistance with a specific case, you give them the facts of the specific case. Then they'll give you an overview of how they are going to proceed, or how you are both going to proceed on the specific matter. I see here that we are going on an automatic commercial break in the next 5 seconds, so we'll be back shortly.
Whether you're a fed cookie or a podaiki, 20K could be on your way. Stay tuned. NHP, we're about you.
Yes, we are back on air. Law in Action with me, Nafimane Halwendo. Now, as I was explaining, so that is the opening of a file. Now, lawyers or legal practitioners are not insurance companies. They are not legal insurance companies. So by law, we are not entitled to charge a client 500 Namibian dollars in the hope that if anything happens, we'll be on standby. Lawyers are obligated to charge per hour. So meaning our services are time-based. So if a legal practitioner is charging you, they'll inform you their rate is 1,000 per hour. So if the work is going to require 1 hour, that's likely to be the bill. If the work is going to require the whole day, you'll have them to multiply 1 hour times eight, and then the daily fee will then be 8,000 Namibian dollars. So the issue of whether you can pay money per month is not really a clear-cut issue, both here and in South Africa. There is what is acceptable, and that is a client has an option to choose to pay certain amounts of money into a lawyer's trust in preparation for a future event. Let's say, for instance, you are going to buy a house in 6 months. And in terms of the deed of sale, you're supposed to pay for the legal costs, and you've been informed the legal costs are probably going to be 70 or 80,000. You then ordinarily say, okay, well, you come and you open a file with a lawyer, you're going to put 10,000 in that person's trust, if it's an individual law firm, or in the company's trust, if it's a PTY limited. And by the time that the sale has to happen, the lawyer will then say, okay, you have 70,000 in trust. We can then use this money for the transfer costs. So that is the only fashion in which lawyers are allowed to keep a client's money. But we do not take monthly premiums in the hope that if something happens, a lawyer is available for you. Now, this is very important going into the festive season, because the mistakes that we do in the festive season, we usually do them because we think, one, if I have to get a lawyer right now, it will be expensive. And that's not generally the case. Depending on which type of lawyer you get and their hourly rate, you'll find that you could save yourself thousands of dollars in silly little mistakes had you only picked up your phone call, called a lawyer, find out what their rate is, and then make a determination as to whether you are going to use their services. And I will explain as the show goes on as to why this is so important. Now, the first issue is incidences where someone bumps your car. You are involved in a motor vehicle accident. And this is generally where there's been no damage, physical damage to yourself, but there's been serious damage to your vehicle. Now, there's a common culture amongst Namibians. I don't even know where it came from. As soon as people are bumped and someone starts making promises and saying, don't worry, I take full responsibility, I'm going to pay for your car. Namibians love exchanging telephone numbers. If there's a police station or a police officer nearby, they call him and say, Constable Shikongo, you see us signing. They usually just write on a piece of paper, sometimes in pencil, not even in ink. They'll write there that I, Timoteus, own Afimane Halwendo, 30,000, or I promise to fix his car. Now, what happens, and this happens a lot in practice, a person, through the shock that they experience at the accident scene, is likely to admit and say, yes, I'm going to pay you. But in the absence of a properly formulated contractual obligation between you and them, it's going to be very difficult for you to show in court that, yes, this person was indebted to me. And so if you don't get a lawyer to draft a proper acknowledgement of debt at the scene, while the person is still experiencing this, that sense of accountability to say, I've really bumped this person's car and I promise to pay them, those little documents that you write at the police station or at your cousin police officer's office, I've seen in practice that they are very often than not rendered admissible in terms of acknowledgement of debt, because people can easily deny. And because many of us, or many people, are not qualified legal practitioners, the relevant information is not even placed on that document. You'll find the person who put their nickname there. Now, because you don't know them, you would not know who they are. And you'll agree with me that licenses usually have, for instance, they'll have TN Shikongo, BB Selma. So a person can say his first name is Texa or Buxa. And we've seen it where a person has bumped you, they've acknowledged that they are going to pay you. Then after the festive season, you are trying to get hold of them and you simply cannot get hold of them. They change SIM cards or they can't get, or you can't get through to them. They keep ignoring your calls or they block you. And when you go ask, you are telling people, I'm looking for Miss Buksa Shilongo. No one knows who that person is. And so this is really the differentiating factor, because had you approached the services of a legal practitioner, all the relevant information will be made or will be made available to you at the scene. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the contract or the acknowledgement of debt that you are going to sign is likely to be admissible in court because it will be properly formulated. The third thing is this. Even if that person were to try to evade you by switching their cell phone off, because at the time of the scene, you have obtained all the relevant information, your legal practitioner has helped you obtain all the relevant information, it's easier for you to know where to go if you are trying to sue them, and it's easier for you to get a hold of them. We've seen at many a times that clients are even unable to give you any information that can lead to where the person is. Even if you are to draft papers and you want to sue this person in court, you simply do not know where the person is. And that's why it's important for you to understand how much do lawyers charge for what, so that you don't operate on that wrong apprehension that lawyers are generally expensive. You'll be able to count and see, okay, I'm bummed, I'm here at Oshakati. If I call a lawyer, he'll probably be here in 30 minutes or 1 hour. He'll probably take another hour to draft the contract. He'll take 30 minutes for the exchange of documents. That's about 2.5 hours, or even if it's 3 hours. But I know he's going to charge 1,000 per hour, so I think I can pay 3,000 in the event things go wrong. And so that's something that is very important for us to understand going into the festive season. The second thing that we normally do, and it's a big mistake, even lawyers do it, is that especially around the time of Christmas, everyone is in a rush. There's always a likelihood of someone bumping you. And I'm not talking about serious accidents where you are unable to move or you are unconscious, but where someone just bumps into you from the back or bumps into you from the rear, from the front. We do not get evidence. We do not obtain any evidence on the scene. I have seen that there are some prudent drivers, especially in Ventuk, who drive around with camera recorders on their dashboard. And it's commendable, but not everyone has access to those, that type of technology. But it's always advisable to take note of 5 things. The first is the nature of the accident. First thing, when you get out, don't just stand and hold your head. Take your cell phone. Take pictures on the nature of the accident. Where was the impact? Was it at the back? Was it at the front? Was it from the sides? Take as many pictures as possible of various angles, indicating both vehicles. The second is the conditions. Was it wet? Was it dry? And I'd like to pause here to say something about why we do not do that. Generally, because you are in shock and you think, well, the police is coming and they are going to do their job, they will ordinarily draft an accident report. Now, the problem with that and what I've experienced in practice is this. Police officers, being human beings like everyone else, the likelihood of them making a mistake is also very high. So, for instance, an accident report, the police officer will write an accident report and he will indicate the accident, your car was bumped at the rear when it was actually in the front. He will, for instance, indicate you are traveling from the south, whereas you are traveling from the west. Or he might indicate you were driving a Polo sedan, whereas it was in fact a Toyota. And these mistakes, police officers can do these mistakes because during the festive season, there are a lot of accidents that they attend to. And not putting blame on them, they can, you know, they are human and they can make human errors. So it's required that you have evidence of yourself indicating what were the conditions on the scene. Was the road wet? Was the road dry? If you look at most people who struggle to prove their case in court, it's really an absence of evidence other than what is provided by the police report. And it's incumbent on ourselves, especially for the interfestive season, we should be aware that whatever happens is unlikely to get resolved during the festive season. And the reason for that is people accept accountability only during the shock of the event. Meaning a person will make all sorts of promises. I'm going to pay for your car. I'm going to reimburse you. They can even promise and say they're going to compensate you an extra 5,000 Namibian dollars. But the problem that I've experienced is this. Nowadays, you are bumped. Your car has insurance. The other person is bumped. Their car has insurance. The insurance company can pay you out. And the other party's insurance company pays them out. But the other party's insurance decides that they are going to sue you as a third party. And that really becomes problematic because you could genuinely have been innocent. But because you have not obtained any evidence at all at the scene, the only piece of evidence you have is the police report. And then you realize once you consult a legal practitioner that this police report is in fact inaccurate. And it's the only piece of evidence that you have. You then realize that you find yourself in a very, very serious predicament where you now have not only to pay legal costs, but the likelihood of you losing the case is also very high because you have not obtained any serious evidence at all, and there's a likelihood of you losing the case. So those are the two issues that I would like to touch on in terms of accidents. That is the first. You must call medical services, call police officers if you are involved in an accident. But the third person that you should call should be a legal practitioner. The second is, even though you call a legal practitioner, immediately, as soon as you've ascertained, is everyone okay in the car, your next worry should be getting evidence. Who bumped who from where? What were the conditions? That should be your primary focus, so that in the event they try to sue you, or in the event that their insurance tries to sue you, you make sure that you have evidence to defend yourself in court. And the last issue is that where you want to sign any acknowledgement of debt, remember that police officers are not lawyers. They will not know what should be in an acknowledgement of debt. So the culture of simply going to a police station and saying, well, look, we have come to a police station, they have seen this, we have signed it in front of a police station, even if it has a police stamp. I've seen it in so many occasions. A police officer will deny ever being present when that agreement was signed. Because you have to remember, these people are not your family members, and they also don't want to be wasting their time unnecessarily going to court for members of the public. If a police officer is working on the traffic department, you'd imagine how many matters come before them. If they were to be giving evidence for you personally in your own cases, they would not have time to do their work. So that culture that we have as Namibians to simply go to a police station and write on a piece of paper and say, yes, you, Timo, you acknowledge that you have my money, you bumped me, therefore you need to pay me or you need to pay for my car, is not advisable. Get the services of a legal practitioner who can charge you a reasonable amount for an acknowledgement of debt, and put yourself in a proper position. In the event that person refuses to pay you, at least you know that you have something proper that you can take to court. Now, the obtaining of evidence is also very important insofar as housebreaking and assault cases are concerned. It becomes also very profound when it comes to assault. I'm not sure where we've again gotten this culture. I've noticed we hardly take evidence. A person has assaulted you. Perhaps they've punched you. I see there's an automatic commercial break coming up in 5 seconds. We'll be back shortly.
The International University of Management, IUM, with the Umbo no number no wish we faguja. Omaintirorongo oturataya academic year 2023. Ukwapatruka enderera pa ife urikore paparoe mo education. Ukarolongi fikora ire ugufe o health and social science Oshomaifano, information and communication technology, or strategic management and leadership, na taimonika no tourism, osho hospitality and event management, business administration, ikuterera, environmental studies and postgraduate studies, adishota taimonika. Uirede, otaumonika ko website, www.ium.edu.na. Ile utarere po mbiroa da IUM, tikulipo pepi, Mwe nduka, mwongkure nguru, mwongwe diva, no mwompae, utadi monika. Uirero tu hangi kongo di ya venduka, 061, ongo di, ne, natunatu, ome waveri hamano, inda komesho, kufe tokorori rimonjira, toiko mwona kui waini rao, pamwena IUM.
Thank you, darling.
Huh? What did I do now?
Thank you for getting circumcised. You went through a little pain to help prevent my chances of getting cervical cancer. That takes a special person.
I'm the kind of guy that likes to protect my family and myself. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
Yes, good afternoon, Law in Action. You are back with me, Nafimane Alwendo, where we discuss everything law and everything legal. Now, we were talking about the importance of obtaining proper evidence during the festive season. An accident happens, make sure you take your phone out, make sure you record, make sure you take pictures, make sure you have everything that you would need in a court of law, either on your phone or on your laptop, in the event that the police report is not accurate. Now, I was talking about obtaining evidence in cases of assault. Again, I think it's a human fallacy that when you are the innocent party, you always think and believe that the court is going to accept your version. You always think that no one is going to challenge it, or if people challenge it, they are going to believe you because you are innocent. But it's a very difficult and rough world that we live in. And you have to remember that courts are, by law, impartial bodies. Meaning, they don't approach a case thinking the victim is always right. And of course, this is not something that is always commendable. But in a justice system where people have the right to be presumed innocent, that is the approach that the court has to have when it takes on a matter. Now, we have seen many instances where a person has been assaulted, but that person won't take pictures. That person trusts in the medical practitioners that are going to the hospital and that work there, that they will capture everything as it happens. But we often forget that medical practitioners don't take pictorial evidence. They simply sign out what they call a J88, which indicates lacerations, an open cut, one tooth missing. But those things can be challenged from various angles. So it's very, very important. And I know that during the festive season, everyone is excited. And there's always a lot of clashes between different people. Now, if someone attacks you, it's very important for you to try and get as much evidence as possible. Where you can take a video, take a video. If you're unable to take a video and the person has physically assaulted you, of course, you should get medical attention, but take pictures. If you can take a picture of them leaving, if you can take a picture of the scene, it's very important because a lot of cases are lost. Because we as Namibians, especially native Namibians, we don't have evidence. And I say native Namibians because it is a culture that I've experienced that other races are really in, they have that culture of recording everything. And it's important to note that some people will they'll start something with you knowing that they are recording you because they are trying to get a certain reaction out of you. And we as native Namibians, we are usually caught off guard. And of course, it's unexplainable why we always think the courts are going to believe us. But we need to start a culture of taking evidence, especially during the festive season. And I say this because the festive season is ripe with all sorts of criminal offenses. It's not just natural things such as accidents, but also things such as burglary, where you need to go claim certain items from insurance, where you lose important items. For instance, you want to claim someone smashed your window. Imagine something simple as someone smashing your window. They take your laptop. You haven't even taken a picture of the window that is smashed. And we complain why we lose a lot of matters with our insurance companies where they don't believe us. And it's because we have a very relaxed culture when it comes to obtaining evidence. In fact, we don't obtain evidence. We hardly have anything to give in terms of pictures or video footage. And we usually rely on word of mouth. Perhaps it's the viva voce nature of the African tradition that everything is passed down from word of mouth. But as I've indicated, it makes the job of your lawyer easier if you have something physical, something concrete, be it with the police, be it in a civil court where you are suing someone for damages. I would always advise that you take physical evidence. Now, there's another issue I'd like to touch on, which is very rife, and that is the borrowing of money during the festive season. Again, there is an intertwined culture between law and psychology, because you will find the people who are conniving and who are always on the wrong side of the law, they have a high psychological IQ. So they are able to manipulate you very quick and very easy. Now, our culture being how it is, there is a tendency, and a very high tendency, in fact, of borrowing each other money in Namibia. And sometimes the money that we borrow is extremely high. And we always believe, or perhaps want to believe, that the people we are going to borrow this money will pay it back. Now, the difficulty comes here. The person doesn't pay you back. And on top of that, you have nothing to show but the fact that you know deep in your heart that you borrowed this person money. And I'd like to give you context. If you borrow someone 50,000 Namibian dollars, for instance, and they don't pay it back, and in the festive season, you could borrow someone money for whatever reason. They say there's an emergency. They lie to you that a close family member passed on. They lie to you that they are stuck in Johannesburg. Someone has just stolen their bag, and their ID is in there, and their bob cards are in there, as well as their passport. Now, you are put in a very difficult position, because understanding the psychology, perhaps this person is a close friend or a colleague, you don't want to say, well, look, we need to sign something, because the person is in dire straits and you don't want to come off as if you are inconsiderate. And that's why it's always important to put everything on your lawyer. Inform them that you have a legal practitioner that you always get advice from. And he advises that put something in writing. He's going to put something in writing in 30 minutes. That person must sign it. They must provide A, B, C, and D documentary. Then you can borrow the person money. I say this because more often than not, the people we borrow money who are not, of course, financial institutions. These people are close friends, relatives, or people that we know. We have maybe a relationship, they're a colleague. You find yourself in a position where you want to get your money back legally, but you have placed your lawyer in a very difficult position because there's just no iota of evidence indicating the transfer of money. Sometimes if the person is really conniving, they can even induce you into giving this money physically, meaning there's not digital trace that you transferred it from account A to account B. And that's why it's always advisable to have the services of a legal practitioner. This is not only for going to court, because going to court is the last step. This is to ensure and to protect you from making mistakes that make it impossible for you to win your case if going to court ever arises. And that's why if you look at the high increase in cases between people who know each other, the innocent party is always at the receiving end of injustice. And of course, we've had it many times on this show where civilians will call in and say, the courts are so unfair and we are losing everything and so forth. And I understand, I really do. And courts sometimes also empathize with a party who is seemingly innocent. But because we are human beings, we are naive. We believe that our innocence will be visible. I don't know why we always think our innocence will be visible when we don't have anything concrete to show. It's why it's always advisable to have the services of a legal practitioner, even if it's something as mundane as just borrowing someone money. If you are borrowing someone 50,000 or 60,000, take 1,000 or 2,000. Call your lawyer and say, look, I have this money. I'm not sure if it will suffice. Can you draft something? Can you put something in writing? And not even just that. You can instruct your lawyer and say, look, call the person and tell them that you are going to facilitate the payment. So again, this puts you in a better advantage. In the off chance that this person is in fact conniving and they have no intention of paying you back, your legal practitioner has facilitated everything and they have all the evidence that is going to be required to make sure that you are in a better position to win your case if we have to go to court in order to get your money back. So I think it's important for us to be aware of that going into the festive season. The last issue that I wanted to talk on, and I've discussed it earlier on the first half of the show, but unfortunately I was informed that the first 30 minutes of the show have been silent due to a technical glitch in studio and we haven't picked it up. I would thought it would then be prudent for me to repeat it for the listeners who did not hear or did not get an opportunity to hear what my advice was on the two specific issues that I even addressed in the last half. And that is the issue of arrests during the festive season. There is a general misconception that apparently courts close. I'm not sure if it comes from the justice system, the way we speak, or if it's something that the public has created by itself. Now, I want to clarify that the courts are always operational insofar as everyday appearance of accused persons are concerned. Now, we are reminded of the constitutional provisions that require you to appear in court within 48 hours after your arrest. It's provided clearly in the Criminal Procedure Act. So there's never going to be a situation where you are arrested and you cannot appear in court. If you are arrested or your family member is arrested and a police officer or someone is telling you, yeah, you are not going to appear in court because the courts are closed, that is a lie. And the first thing that you should do is get the services of a legal practitioner. If 48 working hours, and I'm talking about Monday to Friday, counting the working hours, if 48 hours have passed since your arrest, or 48 hours have passed since the arrest of someone close to you, and they have not appeared in court, there is no such a thing that courts are closed. There's always a magistrate available at each district. There's always a prosecutor available at each district. You should appear in court within 48 hours. Even if it's during the festive season, be it on Christmas or whichever date, if 48 hours lapse and you do not appear in court, the police are in law obliged to release you. Now, it's also important to clarify a common misconception, especially around festive season, where a lot of people are coerced. I'm not sure if it's something that the police are doing in collusion with other civilians or if it's civilians who are coercing the police to do this. Where you will get arrested and someone, for instance, informs you that you are not going to get police bail or you have to wait and go to court. Now, the law is quite clear on that. There are offenses where the police cannot release you on bail until you go to court. These are offenses that are listed in our Criminal Procedure Act, and I'll take you through them shortly. I'm being notified that we have to go to another automatic commercial break, which is going to be in 5 seconds. So we'll discuss that after the commercial break.
Okukara ne himo matuliro wochiwa ngungu mo Namibia. O Oromendi ya Namibia okutulungira mu ministry yotutumbono bikunwa omeba no matuni no wehi yatwa mu maunguliro beta yehiraka mwa oicha tano yobulo mayobye bali na mbali okuhongerera po chiungura chomana neno wehi obeta nji ibatira ku cho munda uhe makale nehi ihi machi batire kuitha po odondurumbata mehiraka mwa ha ihi machi eneni thiwa okutulungira mu maungulithiro wo uthemba okukara nehi mehiraka mwa ha Ochirata chombadu chicha de mburu kwa machia njoo utemba wakukara nehi mwa matulilo waka mwaha. Gundo chirata chehi romatulilo waka mwaha murukondwa luhe. Amachi ya kuroma ningira wakukara nehi mwa matulilo waka mwaha. Ministri maikondono mahingeri po nokutwa odonjibi thirohunga na mbiu njiru po okudhako Namibia Land Administration System. Omulaliwa Namibia wa machebele nomana neno wehiraka mwaha. Obana mahi mwamatulilo waka mwaha nga mechitoma ningiro wakuchangitho mahi wao no uthemba wakukaranehi mwamatulilo waka mwaha. Dumabe ungulitha kwa matulilo po oko ututa uthemba wakuya themithi hii ochongechefa nukukaranehi okungulitha kwa viungula ovinandengu mehiraka mwaha. Ba muno mbwiro mwa mashangithiro wehi mwa matuliro waka mwaha, theo ngulitheni ndo oule wa mwinyo no kuhi na udeo. Kodho mbwiro do mashangithiro wehi mwa mahi waka mwaha, theo shanai. Okuya njo ngwithi kilo koba na mahi, koba thuverwa wao, koba nashe vao, na imba mbe hupa muho, okutithira odho ndekuro na anthuma the ya ehindi. Okuya njera okakotike hi okulirako mundu umwe, kwa uchapeha kara omararaka neno wehi. Okuchito wachiri kukucha obana mahive no uhatwe mwamashangwa mbuma uyalitha omikoka vye hirao no unene we hirao. Okubatero batule okuchite hi no kutide hi ndi hi na mwini kucha ve ungulithe roko malio no kobi ungulithu wabiyao. Okuya nja ohau theu kuhona pale wambadhu okupupalitha ondiaka hama mahi wakamwa. Okuya njero uthemba uoku ningira ojifuta indu ohoromende siya ungulitha ehiro ye kondungiro shimuna yodonjira po yo manene palithiro woshirongo po omekulithiro ngamwa. Okuya njero matha konjeverero yo uthemba wabaka dendu, obahepa uke, obahepundu, oyonambe hivi wakombunda, obathiona, obavere, obarema neno bakulundu. Oministri maitunduza obana mahi okuchito maningiro wakukwithiko mahi wao okupitira mwa machangithiro wa uthemba wakukara nehi mwa matuliro waka mwaha. Otututo okuchito maningiro motu wadha povirata myombadhu na podho mberodho ministri yomahi yopopedhu naobe. Ehiroye, oru ya bedhoroe, maunjuye, chito maningiro naiko kusha ulishangithi. Namibia, Namibia ehiretu, ochirumatwa chetu, omutongatima wetu. Odo programa do mekulitiro wehi roshua ngungu nongwithi kiloku da koromende ya Namibia orwano no mahi wa Europa no maunguru wa kumwe kwena horomende yehiro bandu ishi kutulungira mombanga yo mekulitiro yehiro bandu ishi konjibitiro komurunga hakana rupa no mapilitiro odombude do ministry yo matu nino wehi omeba no tutumbona wikunwa ponoro hambo umwe no imwe
ombali oulili hambo dato hambo bali omubyo ombali omubyo.
Law in Action, you are back with me, Nafimani Halwendo. I am informed that our time is officially up. Unfortunately, we lost the first 30 minutes due to a technical glitch. But I can assure you that the other items on our today's agenda will be discussed next week, Thursday. So next week, Thursday, join me as well on Eagle FM as we discuss the do's and the don'ts during the festive season. Until then, goodbye.
Nafimane Halwendo Legal Practitioners is a Namibian law firm based in Namibia, Windhoek. Our services are criminal litigations, divorce proceedings, labor matters, disciplinary hearings, drafting of commercial contracts and mining applications and facilitations, human rights violations, company registration, motor vehicle accidents, and debt collection. Find us at number 1 Devert Street, Windhoek North, or call us today on 081-675-4905. That is 081-675-4905. Nafimane Halwendo Legal Practitioners, here to serve you.